This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Thursday today. Means we got an update this morning on the number of people making their first applications for unemployment benefits. Those claims rose 22,000 last week, a bit more than expected. 264,000 is the number of people put out of work. That is the most since late 2021. And yes, I know we have talked about how volatile these weekly updates on first-time claims can be. And that's why I'm going to mention that the four-week moving average, a tad bit smoother, is also the highest it's been since late 2021. Could be some evidence that the labor market and thus perhaps the economy are cooling. Slowly. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The first question I always have whenever any data comes out is, what does it tell us about the economy? Sometimes I get conflicting answers, but today, when I asked economists Erica Groshen, Gary Hoover, and Heidi Shierholz what the latest unemployment numbers tell us, they all said some version of the same thing.
Soft landing?
Soft landing.
Soft landing.
Now, none of them is saying the Fed has achieved that elusive soft landing, but Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says so far that does seem to be where we're headed.
We see inflation coming down and unemployment not yet going up.
Even though first-time unemployment claims are inching up, they're not up that much. And the unemployment rate is still low, just 3.4%.
I do always have the concern in the back of my mind, will we start to see layoffs increasing substantially? I definitely do not take today's UI numbers as any kind of obvious confirmation of that at all.
That could still change, but Gary Hoover at Tulane agrees that right now it's looking like the Fed may be getting things right.
And that's actually rather surprising to me. I thought we were going to crash down.
So when and how will we actually be able to say with any confidence that the Fed has achieved that soft landing? I asked Erica Groshen at Cornell.
Well, we've never really had a soft landing before.
If it happens this time, we may only know in hindsight. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.